This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Experts are warning millions of people right now in more than a dozen states to avoid going outside today as smoke from Canadian wildfires keeps spreading. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest.
In New York and Washington, D.C., public schools are opened, but outdoor activities canceled. The smoke has created dangerous conditions for those with underlying health conditions, and even for those who are healthy. Officials are advising people not to spend much time outdoors and mask up when they do.
Smoke's also causing air quality issues in the Midwest and as far south as South Carolina. 5 days after a mother of four was allegedly gunned down by her neighbor, police have finally made an arrest in Florida.
Police in Ocala, Florida say 58-year-old Susan Lawrence, who is white, allegedly fired through the front door of her neighbor's house, killing 35-year-old A.J. Owens, who was black. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods on the investigation.
We want to ensure that what we present, that justice is served all the way through the courts, and that the individual gets what they deserve.
Lawrence is facing charges including manslaughter with a firearm. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Pope Francis is back in the hospital today. CBS's Tina Kraus tells us he's undergoing intestinal surgery.
Aides say the 86-year-old pontiff will be put under general anesthesia for the operation at Gemelli Hospital in Rome and will be hospitalized for several days.
In London, Prince Harry's back in the hot seat for a second day at his phone hacking trial. CBS's Vicki Barker is there.
The picture Prince Harry has painted on the stand is of a life blighted from childhood onward by invasive press attention. His first serious relationship ended in large part, he said, because so many intimate details ended up in the tabloids. If Harry fails to prove those details were obtained illegally, his testimony just might lead to some soul searching at those tabloids.
Former Vice President Mike Pence announced today he's running for president in 2024, essentially pitting himself against his former boss. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Ever since Pence was pressured by Trump to try to overturn the 2020 election.
I hope Mike is going to do the right thing. I hope so.
And faced threats during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Their one strong alliance has increasingly become a rivalry.
Right now, Trump is the Republican frontrunner. CNN CEO is out. Chris Licht led the network for a little over a year, but his tenure has been marred by slumping ratings and controversies, including coverage of a Donald Trump town hall. Licht also shut down CNN's streaming service, cut hundreds of jobs, and fired Don Lemon last month. Still no word on who will replace him. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. Tourism in Wisconsin was booming. A 13% increase statewide, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. And the story is the same here in Western Wisconsin, where Eau Claire County increased 13.9% to a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism. La Crosse County came in just under $500 million at $489 million and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in the state saw an increase. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonald. They're all advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday. 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once in a lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. So, big news overnight. How do you feel about doing business with Saudi Arabia? Because the PGA and LIV golf organization
right
have merged, and I'm not sure anyone necessarily saw that coming, considering what the rivalry has been like for the last couple years since LIV entered the chat. But as of this morning, they are merging together. So how do you feel about this? I guess especially for golf fans, because I guess if you're not a golf fan, you may still have opinions, but probably doesn't change your viewing habits. But if you are a golf fan, how do you feel about PGA merging with LIV and it just become one tournament? 844-967-2789. Greg Bach.
Hello.
Do you have thoughts?
I don't care about the golf portion, but it, for me, the overarching thing is, what won't Saudi Arabia do to buy their way into our hearts?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as golf course goes, I knew briefly that there was another arrival, but I didn't realize how contentious it had become. Very contentious. Between the two leagues or two associations.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was because it basically LIV entered. It was what I understand it, because I will admit I am not a PGA golf person. Like, I will go out and play golf every once in a while, but as far as finding it be like entertaining to watch, not so much. Could I name you any other golfer besides Tiger Woods? No, I don't think.
I was hoping for like one.
I really
Rory McIlroy,
Greg Norman.
Sure, I really don't know, but. You know, so the merger puts an end to the high. It was litigious, basically. So it was, the fact that like they were going back and forth, and LIV was trying to get, multi-million, nine-figure deals, Phil Mickelson and stuff like that, getting them. There's one. I named another one.
You did it.
And so it's just interesting because. I mean, it just all comes down to money.
Yeah, it always does.
Because the reason, how I found out about this morning was not from the news articles, even though that was like the top story and most of the things that I check every morning. It was a Facebook post with a joke that said, under, it's so dark, under the new merger, the PGA will get holes 1 through 8, and Saudi Arabia will get 9-11.
Ooh.
Oh.
Or something like that. It was like they'll get like 1 through 8 and 12 through 18, and then Saudi Arabia will get 9 through 11.
And I think people forget, though. I think people forget that 11 of the 15 hijackers on 9-11 were from Saudi Arabia.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And also, you said Greg Norman. Greg Norman is the CEO of the LIV Golf Professional Touring group of people who play golf. That's what I call it.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So I'm just interested for people who are golf fans, like, does this change anything as far as it being like, it's not really blood money because they made their money from oil, but it's not like
the family slavery. Isn't exactly,
but that's the thing, right? The like MBS and you know, like Khashoggi, like that was not so long ago, and are we just like okay with that now? And so, but also they don't give you a choice.
I am decide, my friend, who is a huge golf fan, like takes the weekend of the Masters off to stay home and watch. I want to know his thoughts.
There you go.
And we'll see. Because if anyone will either really care or not care at all, it'll be him.
Okay.
Because he's very much like, yeah, whatever in life. But I could see him in golf being like, I hate this.
So we have a, on the Facebook live stream, our friend Joe McClear has said, I never really watched golf before, but now I'm extra not watching. I'm going to not watch the crap out of golf.
You go, Joe.
Way you to go, take a Joe. Stand.
The yeah. only time I ever watched golf was with my father-in-law. He was able to do color commentary. He played golf every day. Every day. He was a golfer. But he would do color commentary that was very colorful. And okay. It made it hilarious to watch golf with him. He made it exciting.
Like, what would he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh.
So it was a little blue commentary.
It was blue colorful commentary.
So, and I don't know. Like, I was listening to something this morning that there's not really the expectation that this is going to just forgive and forget. But it's like, for you, who is a big football fan.
I love football.
Like,
football is life.
Saudi Arabia is, that's their next stop, right? It's like, they're basically, like, this is a huge win for them. They said, asked by CNBC if the PIF investment, so the investment that LIV and the Saudis are putting into the mm-hmm. new merger, would be in the billions of dollars.
Jesus.
They said, correct, but would not elaborate further. And so it's like dollars are very loud. But on top of that, the fact that, I mean, the next thing is soccer. Because Cristiano Ronaldo is already going.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionel Messi, I know, stepped down from PSG.
Yeah.
And there's thoughts that he's also going.
I mean,
doesn't it seem hot to play soccer in or golf in Saudi Arabia?
Are they actually going to be hosting things there?
I think so. Or what? I mean, I don't know enough about the different leagues for professional soccer of like what teams, the Saudi Arabian teams, like what leagues do they play in? Do you know?
The Saudi Arabia. Oh, geez. I mean, they're playing all over. They're going to play all over the world. I mean, if it's they can't be a Saudi Arabian team because that would have to be populated with only Saudi citizens. So my guess is it's going to go wherever they want because that's where the money's going to take them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's like I said. It's another thing. It's like they're buying their way into our hearts on the backs of tragedy. And
but do you think that is the point? Like, do you think that they?
I think there's a reason why a dude came to America for a charm offensive a couple years ago.
Absolutely. He was, I mean, Hollywood was sporting him around.
So I don't remember this happening.
Yeah, MBS came to the States. Oh, yeah.
Went to Hollywood, he met with the president, he shook hands with all sorts of people, and everyone was like falling over themselves. And this was pretty close to, I mean, in my opinion, close to when Khashoggi was murdered.
Well, he was here before Khashoggi was murdered.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay, but that's the thing is, for me, it's a, and when he was going around talking to people, he wasn't wearing his head, the what he wears on his head generally. He was in a suit, shaking hands, smiling with the elite, and yeah, it's a charm offensive to make us think that he is a benevolent, cool dude. Well, he's, you know.
Well, I do know that they invest a ton in Hollywood.
They've like missed
a ton of movies and stuff in Hollywood that they're backing.
There was talk for a moment, and I don't know if this is still the case, but like I know that Vince McMahon is said to wants to sell off WWE, and there's been talk about Saudi Arabian groups wanting to buy that because they have a huge investment in Saudi Arabia with the Crown Jewel event, which got tons of controversy when it first happened because that was right around the time when Khashoggi was murdered. They were like, why are you going to go over here and do this event? And they're like, we're going to do it because we can and we will. And like Vince McMahon doesn't care. And so like, and the thing is there was a lot of, there was a lot of controversy, but over time, over the years, they still go back and people care less and less and less. Cause that's what we do a lot of times. We care a lot in the beginning. And then we're like, I'll watch it. It's, you know, I want to see Triple H get beat up again. He's 50.
Do we have a text?
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and or text from the 262. It's tough to give a crap about millionaire athletes getting more money from a country that organized the 9/11 attacks and has a history of crimes against humanity. I have less interest in golf because of this deal. And another one from the 262. Listening to golf for me, it's like watching paint dry. This is from our friend Greg, who is legally blind.
It's not me.
Oh.
In Waukesha.
There you go. Yeah, I would imagine.
I wonder what Greg's last name is. I might know Greg.
Do you?
I might. Because I know a guy named Greg who is blind.
Okay. From Waukesha?
Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
No, but he's very funny.
I bet it is the same.
It might
Greg.
Be the same. We got a call from Greg last week, and we finally talked about joy.
Yeah.
And he called in. It was like made my day as far as him saying the things that he finds joy in.
That's Greg. That's got to be him.
What a small world.
Honestly, I think, though, that is exactly when you do begin to give a crap because it's like all the things you said as far as crimes against humanity, but yet they're pouring billions of dollars into this. To me, that bothers me so deeply then because it's, like I said, it's a charm offensive. They're buying their way into our hearts, or at least for us to just be numb to the fact. Because exactly, most people don't care about golf.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't care about this merger. But there's something behind it, and that's the concerning part for me. That's where I get concerned, Kristen.
I know. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Do you have concerns about this? Does it change anything for you? Or is it just, I mean, because it's hard for me not to think about, you know, our criticisms of the NFL and some of the things they do and don't do. And then ultimately we still, even though those of us who have criticisms, I know I'm there. I still watch it. I still talk about it. I watch the Packers and yet want to be critical of the NFL. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
It's a three-footer. I got it for sure. That's when I push it. It rolls sailing past. Oh, why is this game such a pain in my ass? They go high, they go low. For just once in my life, let that ball find the hole. To the left. I'm drinking the same. Oh, it's a dove shot agony. Nothing but sadness and heartache and pain. Lord, why does golf do this to me? Now it's all over. I'm here at the bar. Under the table, but not under par. Maybe that senior tour won't be so hard. Lord, why does golf do this to me? Oh, it's just a sickness to see. Why does golf do this to me?
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit lakelandcareinc.com to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A beautiful day today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 52 tomorrow, almost exactly like today with a high of 78 on Friday. Scattered late day thunderstorms with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Is the real life? Is this just fantasy? 4 days of golfing and escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to eight guys and see.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the big breaking sports news of this morning. LIV and PGA are merging. And I think people have feelings about it, largely because they have feelings about Saudi money, Saudi influence, and their human rights record.
Which is not good.
Which is not good. And then kind of turning around and proving everyone has a price.
Yeah.
And so we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. How do you feel about this deal? Does it change anything for you?
844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon is joining us. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Good morning. This is very problematic on many levels. And if you remember, what is it, about a year ago, you know, the Tiger Woods was offered almost $1 billion to play, get him out of the PGA and all that other stuff, and he turned it down. Now what you see is the PGA has got blood money on their hands. They basically sold themselves to the devil. And the way they're going to pay for this, and keep in mind, they're not only doing this with golf, but they're also doing this with soccer. And people are not aware of this. So how are they going to pay for all these, literally, I mean, you know, $500-700 billion players? They're going to pay for it on the backs of American taxpayers. And what I mean by that is, you already saw that they just announced, starting in July, they're going to be cutting output of over 1 million barrels a day to raise the price of oil. Well, that is going to be used to fund what they're doing. And so, you know, where we're at, like about $3.50 a gallon, we're going to be probably looking at $5 a gallon for the average person starting in a couple months, because that has a huge impact. They are literally going to literally take from everyday individuals, not only from Americans, but from other, you know, countries as well, because it's obviously OPEC has got a huge influence on the world market that way. But, you know, this is going to go to these sport entities. and they're going to make tens of billions of dollars. The revenue that we're talking about, I think, is astronomical. People don't even comprehend this because, yes, you know, golf is kind of sleepy or whatever, but the amount of money that they're throwing at this, and like I said, with soccer, is huge. And so at the end of the day, that's going to affect us more than we realize. And it's going to be paid by decreasing oil supply to increase the price of it. You know, if you decrease supply, well, it's automatically going to go up. So that's why I look at it. It's a huge disaster, and we're going to see that take hold sooner than we think.
So you see it as much more bigger, like a bigger political thing than just sports.
Well, it obviously they want it. It sort of, it obviously is about sports, but it's also, they have the effect to try to get, I think what you guys are trying to point out, to kind of maybe bring themselves up and, you know, the status of the world, so to speak. They're going to try to be like the sports mecca, the new sports mecca of the world. That's what they're gaming for. But behind the scenes, the way to do that is to, you know, cripple, you know, everyday people in order to do this. And it's really screwy in that sense.
I think you make some really interesting points, Dave, especially about the fact that we can absolutely expect that gas prices are going to go up because the Saudis are going to tighten the tap because they're not making enough money right now and they want the price of oil to go up. So they're going to cut the supply. And I also find it interesting that they're doing this now. Who would the Saudis prefer to have in the White House? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I honestly don't think they care. They're going to get their money either way. They're going to get.
I think they care.
I mean, if you have one person who's more welcoming than the other, that's fine. But I also think at the end of the day, cash is king for them. They control the oil. You're going to see Republicans talking about drilling in spaces in the United States of America that should not be drilled in, that are in wildlife preserves and things like that. And that's what I'm talking about, too, in the last segment. It's the fact that we're talking about this now, and it's going to have a knock-on effect for so many things. But in a year's time, will this still be a concern? Will this still be a problem? Will we even care? You know, because it's golf and people are like, all right, it's golf.
And they'll just move on.
They'll move on.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I brought up the NFL thing at the end of the last segment, where it's like, it's football. People love football. And the people who love golf love golf. And that there is in like, and the people from the PGA felt like this was a good deal because instead of to fight so much money, to fight that much money and try to compete, it's better just to join them to stay alive and grow, because that's one of the statements was like, right now, what did they say? I think that the golf industry is like, it was 100, I forgot exactly what they were saying. Like, this is what the market cap is right now for golf. And with this merger, they think they can grow the sport, both in viewership. And so from a PGA perspective, if you're pro golf, this makes a lot of sense. But when you add in all the geopolitics to it, you're like, well, maybe this is going to have bigger ramifications than I thought it would.
Yeah. But they don't have to care. Those individuals at the PGA don't have to care because they're rich enough to afford the gas prices.
All right. Well, we got to take another break. When we come back, the good, the bad, and the justified of headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Really matters. Golfing really matters to me.
CBS News Brief. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is now blanketing more than a dozen states and creating health hazards for millions of people. WCBS-TV's Elijah Westbrook is in New York.
Doctors also warning there could be short-term health effects stemming from the poor air quality, including shortness of breath or pressure in the lungs.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for a few days as he recovers from intestinal surgery. CBS's Tina Krause reports.
Even though he's been using a wheelchair and walker at times, Pope Francis has kept a packed schedule lately with several audiences each day.
And former Vice President Mike Pence just announced he's running for president in 2024.
We can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced budget, defend our liberties, and give America a new beginning for life.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is expected to join later today. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism in Western Wisconsin rose along with the rest of the state last year. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism reported a 13% increase in economic impact, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism, or 13.9% higher than a year ago. La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million worth of economic impact and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach, because it is Greg Bach Wednesday. And in fact, we got a text back from Greg. Our friend Greg
in Waukesha. He says, hello, Greg Bach. Greg Bach, I do remember you from Carroll University Radio. And I believe you also attended a camp that I went to at the time out of Center in Stone Bank called Music Time.
Yes, it was at Timeout Youth Center. I was a worker there. I was a peer minister. I remember you very well, Greg. One could say no one could forget you, my friend. When it's talking about when you said the joy portion, That's Greg, because Greg is pure joy.
Greg with two G's.
Greg with two G's at the end.
He says, I hope you're doing well, my friend, from one Greg to another.
I send you all my love, my friend. I hope you're doing well, too.
Oh,
that's awesome.
What a great segue into the good, the bad, and the justified when it comes to headlines for today. So, the good. This is actually on the heels of Monday as well. Some federal judges, you know, not ruling in partisan ways, ruling based on what the law says.
Oh, stop.
I know, crazy. U.S. judge blocks Florida ban on trans minor care in narrow ruling, says gender identity is real. So this was in Tallahassee, Florida. A federal judge temporarily blocked portions of a new federal law championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bans transgender minors from receiving puberty blockers, saying in a Tuesday night ruling that gender identity is real and the state has no rational basis for denying patients treatment.
Yeah, take that, Florida.
And so I don't know exactly. I think there's more details as far as, because it was basically three different teens and their families that brought the lawsuit.
Right.
And I don't know. I think there's going to be challenges as far as, does this apply to these three? Does it apply across the board?
Right.
But it, for both this and with the drag show on Monday in Tennessee, I think this could be messier court battles than just like, we're passing these laws and now this is the law, and that there is still rights that are protected and there's still judges who are going to rule based on the law, not on who appointed them and what the partisan agenda is that they are trying to be a part of.
I want to play a little clip. This is not from Florida, but they had a big hearing in Ohio yesterday, which is also trying to pass these kinds of bans. And there was testimony from a Republican called Rick Colby speaking out yesterday in Ohio.
I love my son dearly, just as I know many of you with children do yours. I'm a Republican, a Christian, and as anti-woke as you can get, no offense to the Democrats on the committee. My son is also a Christian. I have watched my son transform over the past 11 years into the son and man any father would be proud to have. I watched the debate about transgender people and attempts to ban gender-affirming care, and to be candid, I'm appalled. I see it breaking into this left-right thing, and it's really not. There are Republicans, there are Christians who have transgender children. The people wanting to ban gender-affirming care have no idea what it is like to be transgender or to have a transgender child. This is not something that's done on a whim. It's a deep-rooted dysphoria that, yes, even has spiritual elements to it. My son has a masculine soul, and he said he's felt this way since he was five. He tried so hard to overcompensate and try to fit into being a feminine young woman by participating in beauty pageants. For years, he tried to be a young woman, and it didn't ease the ache and sadness in his soul, and it was only until he was able to transition to be a young man that the light in his eyes returned. You've got to go easy on this. This is a terrible bill. This is not the simple issue being portrayed by the anti-trans people.
Again, that's Rick Colby, who is a Republican from Ohio, testifying yesterday.
As
they try to pass these bans, but I applaud him and I give him a lot of credit. But is this what has to happen? Does every person who is again, you know, so anti-transphobic and homophobic and anything phobic, do you have to have one in your family? Is that the only way you're going to change? Dick Cheney was way against gays until his daughter came out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rob Portman as well. His son came out and he favored gay marriage. And
stem cell treatments. Nancy Reagan was against that until Ronnie got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument to say, why can't you just be a part of this from the beginning? But honestly, in times like this, we'll take them when we can get them. But also, sir, though I completely respect what you said and I loved it and it made me tear up. It's beautiful. Guess what? You're woke. You're not anti-woke. Sorry. We got you.
We got you.
We got our stinks on you.
Slipped right in there.
Next thing you'll see, be like, oh my God, Black Lives do matter.
No! Slipping right into the woke.
All right. Well, on the other side of that same coin, for the bad headlines, at least the one that I picked for today, Human Rights Campaign declares a national state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people. And it's the first time they've done that in their 4-decade history, which is saying something. So this came out on Tuesday, and the quote from them said, LGBTQ plus Americans are living in a state of emergency. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived, they are real, tangible, and dangerous. This came from their president, Kelly Robinson. And she went on to say, in many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that's put the safety of each and every one of us at risk. And so I don't think that they did this lightly.
No.
We've talked a handful of times with the Wisconsin representatives from Human Rights Campaign, and it might be worth reaching out to them and just seeing kind of the status, because, you know, at least in Wisconsin, because we have Governor Evers as, and the, and his veto is protected.
For now.
For now. The fact that we haven't, I mean, we've seen some of these laws. Like, I know that they tried in 2021, I feel like there was conversations around the anti, like the trans youth sports bills. Yeah. But I haven't even seen proposals for banning gender affirming care.
I just feel like Wisconsin Republicans
bathrooms.
Are, yeah, I think they're too scared to do it.
You think so? Think why so. Would they be too scared? With everything else that they try to introduce that
I
is,
don't know. It's just,
has no chance.
It's because of April. It's because of the April election when they got trounced.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
they would have no chance of passing here.
I mean,
well, it could pass. It could.
Evers
would veto it.
Yeah,
but I don't think they want to step into this to make themselves even less popular than they are right now.
And I think that's why they're. Yeah, it's maybe scared isn't the isn't the word I should use. It's
self-preservation.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's yeah.
They're still trying to figure out what their stance on abortion is.
They're still trying to figure out who they are. Period. Like who they gotta suck up to. But
God, I'm so interested for their, because this weekend is the DPW convention, mm-hmm. and then is the week after that is the Republicans in La Crosse.
I believe so. Yes.
And I'm just interested to see what, because I feel like this is it, there is a lot of unity mm-hmm. and momentum for not resting on laurels whatsoever, but going into this weekend for the Democrats and kind of what their strategy is going into 2024 versus like, what are the conversations going to be like at the Republican convention for Wisconsin?
And it is June 16th through to the 18th.
So it is the following weekend. Yeah. My birthday weekend. I will not be there. I will be celebrating in Door County.
So, I mean, you know this, and Jane, I know I was listening to, I identify as a queer man, mm-hmm. and I was wearing my Lakefront Brewery t-shirt that had the Shield logo with the flag on it, because mm-hmm. June we have our month and we go donate, we have merchandise, and that, I'm not here to plug that. What I'm saying is I was wearing that shirt and I had to go into Waukesha to do stuff. I'm in Waukesha right now, but I had to go do stuff out in the world. And when I stepped into various places, I actually, for the first time, I didn't feel unsafe. That's not, but I felt like people perceived as what I was doing as like making a bold statement. I was wearing my work shirt and I believe in what I believe in. But for the first time ever, wearing that shirt made me feel like, oh, I could feel like someone could just stare me down or get in my face now. Cause that's where we're at in this world. Mm-hmm. They'll get in your face and wag their finger and, you know,
they're emboldened.
Tut. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like I said, I didn't feel like I was in danger, but I just felt like I was like, oh, someone could just say something to me now. I feel it.
Anything that happened and looks you got, or was it just the heightened awareness?
Heightened awareness, and anyone who looked at me, I was like, what are you looking at? Like, it's just a shirt. But I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
I am now just hyperly aware and overly sensitive.
Oh, well, you're always overly sensitive.
Shut up! Well, and regardless of what shirt you're wearing, Greg, you are an imposing figure. You're tall. You have a wonderful beard. I mean, you do though. You make up. You have a presence.
I look like I've eaten
three
children.
You would be a hard
children.
Person to come. Like you would not be the target. I think of some random
exactly.
person's.
No, I understand my size and what I look like in the world. there's also a part of me that's like, I wish someone would.
I wish you would.
Yeah. I dare you to say
something.
Put that
finger in my face. Yeah, come on. I dare you.
Yeah. I'll kiss you on the cheek and call you cute.
All right. And then finally, headline, last headline for this segment, The Justified. I'm a big Pete Davidson fan. Greg is a big Pete
Davidson fan.
Do you like Pete Davidson?
I can take him or leave him.
Okay. Pete Davidson's expletive heavy voicemail to PETA has leaked. And I first just want to say, we have a bleeped version of it, but the background here is PETA like publicly called out Pete Davidson and his girlfriend for buying a Cavapoo from a pet store instead of adopting. Or no, rescuing a dog. So adopt, don't shop. And, you know, Pete Davidson, very open about his mental health issues, mm-hmm. was a little upset because they had bought this dog to replace their family dog who had died very prematurely at only 2 years old. And in their grieving process, this is how they dealt with it. And so let's just play the voicemail that Pete Davidson left for one of the VPs of PETA, and I'm calling it very justified.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired fuck you, and suck my
end of message.
I wonder how he got her number so easily.
Well, it sounds like he called like the general line. And
oh, maybe. But yeah. Then they're the ones who leaked it to TMZ. I love that TMZ is the mediator throughout this process right now of like, because then PETA came back and was like, if Pete had done his research, he would know that there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog, that at least a quarter of dogs in shelters are purebreds, and that Pet Finder has listings for homeless dogs of every breed under the sun, including the one he purchased. Not an apology of like, I'm sorry you lost your family pet.
Yes, right?
Like, I'm sorry, PETA. I don't like PETA. I don't like how like media thirsty they are. I don't like what they like try to go out there and do as far as getting publicity. And it's also like, don't be so judgy about how people get their dogs. That's my take. Like,
yeah, mind your business.
Mind your business.
He wasn't beating a dog. He wasn't.
Go protect some animals that are actually being abused. Like, this is not a priority.
This was nothing more than just a statement to get attention, because they're irrelevant.
And it just makes them that much more unlikable.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, who likes PETA? If you like PETA, feel free to call in and defend them.
The group, not the bread.
Yes, that's true. P-E-T-A, not I-T-A. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Can you defend PETA? I dare you. This is that. This is Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A beautiful day today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 52 tomorrow, almost exactly like today with a high of 78 on Friday. Scattered late day thunderstorms with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And did we get any takers on the PETA challenge?
We did. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, you can call and or text from the 262. The only people who like PETA are already in PETA.
Yeah.
On a related note, I'm having a ham sandwich for lunch. And from Stevens Point, 715. Everyone knows that PETA stands for People Eating Tasty Animals.
You never seen that bumper sticker?
You've never heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
It's a classic.
It's a wonderful parody, if you will.
But, and it's like, it's still frustrating because it's like, I support ending the abuse of animals, as I think many of us are, but they take, and like, I don't think that we need to be making coats out of, like, as I say this, is like the fifth, one of the largest exports in Wisconsin is minks. And didn't you have a story about what they did?
I can't remember, and I did a search for it, and I couldn't find it. But a number of years ago, and this might be even going back like 15 years, 20 years ago, members of PETA freed a whole bunch of mink somewhere in Wisconsin, and then they ended up running across the road and getting run over.
All of them?
I don't know that all of them, but... Yeah. But
definitely, you know, a message was sent.
It was. It just didn't work out, I think. The way they thought it would.
No.
Don't
always think.
There's a great TV
true.
Show that used to have a Penn and Teller's BS. It's not called BS. It's called The Full Word. Mm-hmm. They cover PETA in an episode. I would suggest watching it.
Send it to me.
All right. Well, yeah. It's on Showtime. You gotta watch on the stream.
We have Showtime.
Yeah.
This has been an interesting. I went to try to turn on, and then we'll get to Greg's roundup for the week. But I went to turn on Netflix last night that we share with my sister.
Oh.
And I did not watch Netflix last night. So that was the we have so many other ones that I'm like, I'll find something else to watch. I'm not that worried about it. But I'm so interested, like Q4 of this year, if this will have worked out for them the way they thought it would, as far as increase. I just don't think it is. I think people, like, 'cause right now it's like, I'm stubborn and like, I don't want to go get a subscription. It's like, I'm gonna watch everything else. I'm gonna rewatch all of the HBO shows. I'm gonna watch everything that people have been telling me to watch on Apple that I haven't watched yet before I go back to Netflix.
Ted Lasso.
I am watching Ted Lasso. I'm just not through it yet.
Okay. Oh, it's so good.
All right. It's that time of the week.
Yeah.
Where we do Greg's weekly roundup.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, three or four headlines you may have read, but skipped over entirely. Let's start off with the luxury life. Adventure cruise company Hurtigruten, Norway, today revealed a plan for zero emission electric cruise ships with retractable sails covered in solar panels. which is due to set sail in 2030 or 2050 or tomorrow. Who cares? You'll never catch me on one of those things. It is a floating toilet with all-you-can-eat shrimp. But good luck to the green efforts of Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten, Norway.
If you are green, by the way, can I just throw this in there? Yeah. And if you do go on a cruise, just hang on to your stuff so it doesn't blow off and end up in the water.
This sounds like
that would help a lot.
That sounds like personal experience. Let's see here. Martha Stewart has waded into the hotly contested remote work debate, comparing the state of in-person work in the United States to France, calling it a, quote, not very thriving country.
She called France?
Yeah. The designer, cook, and convicted felon went on to say, should America go down the drain because people don't want to go back to work? And frankly, I won't take advice from a person who I've only seen on TV standing in a kitchen or on sitting on a couch. So she can shut up. She's not as cool as she thinks she is. International news.
Okay.
Students at a Tokyo art school are paying to relearn how to smile after years of wearing masks during the COVID-19 pandemic. For $55 a session, students will be taught how to properly utilize their face muscles to smile as a way of entering into the professional world for job interviews. And let's face it, they're going to look prettier too. Am I right? They're pretty when they smile.
Wait.
That's true. I'm not lying. I didn't make that up.
But we didn't stop smiling under our masks, did we?
I guess these Japanese students in a Tokyo art school did. They just stopped smiling for years.
Well, they're art students.
Oh, wow. You are spicy. You're starting to sound like callers on Earl's show. And then finally, this is a great one here. Lululemon is standing by its decision to fire two employees for intervening in a robbery in a Georgia location. CEO Calvin McDonald wants to say, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators on around engaging during a theft. That does not make sense. And I pulled that quote from the website. But they train their people how to work during a theft, what to do, and to do nothing. McDonald went on to say, whether it's robbers coming in to steal or Lululemon themselves charging $642.50 for a jacket, employers are not to stand in the way of theft. And that's your roundup. Was that good? I liked it. I like that Lululemon stuff.
The Lululemon thing, because it's
literally a $642.
They sell something that's $642.
It's called a Rise and Shine jacket. $642.50.
Wow. What is special about it?
I can't say any of that stuff on the air because it's all blue humor in my head.
You can't actually read the description of the product.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't pull it up.
I saw this on Twitter the other day that there is a new most expensive item at the pro shop at Lambeau Field.
Okay.
And it used to be, the most expensive thing used to be a recliner chair that was like $1,300. And now there is a leather jacket that is like $1,500, Packers leather jacket.
And seriously. Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know who's going to buy that. It's a lot more expensive than my teenage or my middle school Packers starter jacket. I'll say that much.
Somebody's going to get it for a Christmas present.
Exactly.
You know, someone will buy it. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it's a jacket.
It's just a jacket.
It's a jacket.
It's a jacket. It doesn't come with money in it. It doesn't run for you. It doesn't make you coffee. It does nothing for you, but
does it have any sparkles on it?
It doesn't even have sparkles either. It's just
completely
like,
no point.
What a Lulu. More like you have like lemon. Yeah, you got the name Lemon.
All right. When we come back, is all fair in love and milk?
No.
The milk wars has entered. Is still going on, and Aubrey Plaza of Parks and Rec fame has picked a side, apparently. It's all very weird, but what a great topic to do during Dairy Month. So stay tuned. We have the top of the hour news, and when we come back, what's your feelings on plant juice versus real milk? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss? Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5. The Todd Alba Show.